Have three items to be heard. Two are on consent. SB 133 and SB 134 are on consent. Senator Roth will not be here today. Let's go ahead and establish a quorum. Call the members, please.
Senator Hernandez?
Here.
Here. Senator Nguyen?
Here.
Here. Atkins?
Here.
Leyva? Mitchell?
Here.
Monning?
Here.
Newman?
Here.
Nielsen? Roth.
Quorum has been established. Let's go ahead and address the consent calendars. Is there a motion? Moved by Senator Mitchell. Again, it's item number one, SB 133. Item number two, SB 134. Call the members, please.
Senator Hernandez?
Aye.
Aye. Senator Nguyen?
Aye.
Atkins?
Aye.
Aye. Leyva? Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen? Roth.
That current vote count is six. We have one member absent. We're going to place that bill on call. I'm going to turn the gavel over to our vice chair, and I will present on SB 512.
File item three, SB 512. Mr. Chairman. And we have support on both sides.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair and members. This bill will require unlicensed clinics that are administering stem cell treatments that have not been approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration to post a notice informing patients that the stem cell treatment being provided is not FDA approved. One of the bedrock principles of medicine is informed consent. A patient has the right to know the benefits and the risk of a treatment before they undergo treatment. This bill will protect vulnerable patients who are seeking treatments of chronic diseases, for example, like arthritis, diabetes, Alzheimer's, et cetera. And keep in mind, members, this is an issue that just recently came to me. There are a lot of patients that have diseases that they're looking for a way and a treatment. What this bill does, it will notify them that, you know, the clinical trials are, that these are not FDA-approved treatments, but more importantly, to inform the consumer. And with that, members, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Any witnesses in support? There's a motion. Any opposition or concerns? Senator Mitchell?
I'll be supporting the bill today, Senator Hernandez, but I'm curious, with over 100 of these clinics in California, why are they unlicensed? I mean, if stuff is being removed and injected back in, why are they unlicensed, period?
So, I mean, this is such a new technology that's coming out, especially dealing with the stem cell, and that's the exact question I've asked.
Uh-huh.
And because the federal government really doesn't have any guidance to them yet, they just have some recommendations. And keep in mind, what they're doing is they're taking stem cells out, reintroducing them. But a lot of times, the patient, they're seeking something just for to get some kind of hope. And I think this is the first step to have some kind of informed consent. But I will tell you, there's been instances where they've actually taken stem cells, they've isolated them, and then they put them back in, and there's been unintended consequences with it.
Right, so. And I get all that, and it's experimental, and I appreciate people wanting
right.
to, but just any a facility called a clinic,
well, and
why are we not licensing them under whatever existing licensing kind of paradigm we have?
And that's the dilemma, because they're not clinics, they're in doctors' offices. So they're having websites that they post that, and they're very careful how they say, you know, we will look at these conditions, these issues, but they're not promising any kind of treatment or whatever. So the only individual that's licensed is the physician themselves under the medical board.
Okay.
So this is kind of the first attempt to kind of figure out how we're going to make sure that there's no unintended consequences to the consumer.
So even though they're called clinics, it really is the physician's office.
In the physician's
office. So you fall under the...
Correct.
The
umbrella.
Umbrella, thank you, of the doctor's medical license. All right,
correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. There is a motion. This is due pass to the floor. Right. do pass to the floor. Please call for the vote. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell?
Mitchell, aye.
Aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen?
Roth?
You know, I forgot to ask if you wanted to close.
I'm good. Okay. That's 7-0. I believe Senator Nielsen is still needs to arrive. We will hold the roll open for him. Let's go ahead and lift the call for items number one. I mean, for the consent calendar, item number one and two. Call the absent members.
Okay, Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Nielsen? Roth?
Okay, we're still going to place that bill on call because we're going to wait for Senator Nielsen.
Easier than last week.
You too.
Okay, we are going to go ahead and lift the calls. We have two items on consent. Item number one and number two, SB 133 and SB 134. Call the absent members, please.
Nielsen. Nielsen, aye. Roth.
That current vote count is 8-0. Senator Roth is not going to be attending, and that those bills are out. We have item number three, SB 512. Call the absent members.
Nielsen. Nielsen, aye. Roth.
Current vote count is 8-0, and that bill is out as well. That concludes the business of the day, and we are adjourned.